This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A four-year-old American girl is among 17 hostages released by Hamas on Sunday. The latest on a group and ongoing ceasefire with Israeli forces. The truce is also allowing a moment of reflection on the war's devastation and uncertain path ahead.
Scenes like these have been unfolding in Israel and the Palestinian territories in recent days. More hostages are let go by Hamas in exchange for the release of more Palestinians in Israeli prisons. This Israeli government video is said to show some of the young families released on Saturday reuniting. And again on Sunday, another group was freed. 17 hostages, including a four-year-old American girl. The temporary truce between Hamas and Israeli forces is allowing more humanitarian aid into Gaza as well.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. U.S. Congress has returned to work this week after the holiday break, and Senate Republicans have made clear they will not support additional war aid for Ukraine unless they can pair it with border security measures. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Massachusetts Congressman Jake Anenklaus, a Democrat, says he does not understand why Republicans are holding out.
Likes to invoke Ronald Reagan, the man who helped liberate Ukraine from Russia. They're now prepared under the leadership of Donald Trump to hand Ukraine right back over to Russia. They are deeply divided by the leader of their party.
And on that same program, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who serves on the Senate Armed Forces Committee.
In return for providing additional funding for Ukraine, we have to have significant and substantial reforms to our border policy, specifically asylum and parole, the processes that are being abused at our border for millions of illegal migrants to come in this country over the last 3 years.
This is VOA News. New Zealand's National Party leader, Christopher Luxon, is now sworn in as the 42nd Prime Minister, along with ministers of his cabinet at Government House in Wellington. Luxon said after swearing in on Monday that he would hold his first cabinet meeting Tuesday and look to quickly finalize a 100-day plan.
We now have a responsibility to deliver for New Zealanders, give them clear, demonstrable and measurable improvements in the quality of their lives. And I look forward to working with each and every one of you to make a positive difference as we drive out this agenda of our government.
He has promised tax cuts and less bureaucracy, including a 6.5% cut to public service. The top diplomats from South Korea, Japan, and China have agreed to revive cooperation among the Asian neighbors and resume their leaders' trilateral summit. But during a meeting at the South Korean city of Busan on Sunday, three foreign ministers still failed to reach an agreement on its timing. An annual trilateral summit among the leaders of the three countries has not been held since 2019. Efforts to boost trilateral cooperation have often hit a snag because of historical disputes stemming from Japan's wartime aggression and the strategic competition between China and the United States. Sierra Leone's president declared a nationwide curfew on Sunday after gunmen attacked the military's main and largest barracks in the West African nation's capital and then overran detention centers, including a major prison. The attack raise fears of a breakdown of order amid a surge of coups in the region. In recent years, a string of West and Central African countries have experienced military coups. This year alone, the governments of Niger and Gabon were overthrown by military factions, and there were attempts in Burkina Faso and Sudan, the latter of which has descended into civil war. A newly unsealed legal complaint claims that Facebook parent Meta Platforms deliberately engineered its social platforms to hook kids. It also alleges the company knew but never disclosed that it had received millions of complaints about underage users on Instagram, but only acted on a fraction of those accounts. The complaint has been described in reports from the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. The document originally made public a month earlier in redacted form was the opening salvo in a lawsuit filed by the attorneys general of 33 states. Meta maintains that the complaint misrepresents its work. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.